It's hour number three of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. That means we're listening to the pre-war recordings, things done before World War II. By the way, I'm your host, Steve Cushing. I was trying to see who we hadn't played in a while of the Mississippi Delta bluesmen. This name came up, Ishmael Bracey. Let's grab a handful here.
Now you hear me, mama, do you think that's right, you little kid or dear? Me and I, be sure, kid or dear, not to me and I. Be sure, kid or dear, not to me and I. My big woman, so my pocket changing, my sometime woman won't do the same as you. Did I lead my little kid you here? Don't ever lead my little kid you here. Cause it ain't no telling what she might do tonight. She might touch and she might shoot you tonight. She might touch you, she might shoot you too. Don't she might touch you, she might shoot you too. Now she's the meanest woman that I've ever seen, and when I ask for water, give me gasoline. I ask for water, give me gasoline. Don't ask for water, give me gasoline. Now if you want your woman to look like the red you buy, I brown powder and mama can't forget you buy, I brown powder, mama can't forget. But I brown powder, mama can't forget. Now got four, five puppies and got one shaggy hound it takes. All them daughters on my women down and dead. All them daughters on my women down. Six, all them daughters on my women down. Not done, four, five, puppies got one. Shaggy hound it takes. All them daughters on my women down it takes. All them daughters on my women down. Take all them daughters on my women down.
Thank you.
mama, good little mama. She ain't a thing but a baby thing. She's married, mama, and I'm here to call her name. Baby, won't you take me round and round? See, when you love me, ain't that love? Take me down. Now these blues ain't nothing. Not but a doggone hungry fear. Got no money in your pocket, in your irritation. Then I went to the depot. Not a red on a boo. Did your baby ain't good to be down with the girl. I got to sit down sitting on my altar. To be, Lord, I say so heartily, to sit upon you.
Have I been?
Rosa Mae Moore on the vocals there in Stranger Blues from February 1928. It was Ishman Bracey coming on guitar for the Victor label. That rounded out the set. Let's see, we started out with essentially the same trip to Memphis, Tennessee, and you had Ishman Bracey on guitar and vocal, Charlie McCoy on a second guitar. Started the set with Saturday Blues from February 4th of 1928, and the Rosa Mae Moore that we heard was done the day before, February 3rd. Sandwiched in between was a side that Ishman Bracey did for the Paramount label, traveled up to Grafton, Wisconsin for Woman Woman Blues, December of 1929. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. Now that we're underway, I thought I would take some time. We've done this before, previously, I don't know, three or four times. When we find records that were made particularly by pre-war bluesmen, and oftentimes, if it was a major label like Columbia or OK, Paramount, as long as they were in business, they all had budget line labels that sold cheaper. I think a real record would sell for 75 cents, and you could pick up the budget line labels for maybe 35 cents, something like that. Oftentimes, when they reissued the record on the budget line label, what they would do is give the artist a different name, and that's what this is all about, pseudonyms. So we'll start it off. We listened to Ishman Bracey. Here's another heavy hitter from the Delta, Charlie Patton. We've got three different sides here by Charlie Patton. Let's start this first one. His very first recording, done for Paramount in June 1929. We have Mississippi Bollweevil Blues. The interesting thing is that most of these were not done under the name of Charlie Patton, but were issued under the name of the Masked Marvel.
In the little boat, we keep moving in the Indy, Lordy. You can plant your cotton, you won't get a heaven stay, Lordy. Oh, we go. Why'd you need a hold on it? A Louisiana didn't take a little while, pretty bold on it. Well, I thought it was a weaver, Lord, I think a lot of Indiana on it. The next time I see them, Lord, they had his family there. Well, let's take a lot of business by your way, Lorna. Where are you going now? I'm going down to Mississippi, gonna get a little down ahead, Lorna. Oh, we look at a boy, they ain't got such a fine, Lorna. I let one suck all the blood to me and leave you a happy square, Lorna. Next time I see you, I had your family there, Lord. Boom, your little white witch sit down on it, Lord. Boom, your total wife, let's take this for the end, Lord. Boom, your total wife, said I'll be by the middle, Lord, Lord. All right, we'll tell about it. Let's leave Louisiana and go to Arkansas. Well, I thought it was going to be a lot of sex, a lot of Indiana. Next time I see them, Lord, they had a family now. Well, we were told about it, I think I'd take it back. I had to
Yeah, Charlie Patton and his first recording, Mississippi Bollweevil. And again, most of these were issued under the pseudonym of Masked Marvel, which is sort of interesting because people didn't, I think that it, in terms of buying records, people would never have known who Charlie Patton was because he didn't have anything else out. So here's another one. This is Charlie Patton. When he recorded it for the Paramount label, it was Lord, I'm Discouraged from June 1929. When he recorded it for Paramount, he recorded under the name of Charlie Patton. When it was issued on the budget label, which was Herwin, he became Charlie Peters. Lord, I'm Discouraged.
Lord, I'm Discouraged.
Sometimes I get discouraged, but think I will keep going. But now all that's even with put and revive my mind again. There'll be glory, final glory, when we leave that other shore. There'll be glory, final glory, when indeed I've evermore. I'm on my way to glory, till at last it ends so fast.
Yeah, Charlie Patton and Lord, I'm Discouraged from June 1929. As Charlie Patton, it was issued on the Paramount label, also was issued on the budget Herwin line label as Charlie Peters, same title, Lord, I'm Discouraged. You know what we ought to have? I think we ought to have a home participation drill here. And what we'll do is we'll, you know, promise some sort of no prize to whoever can transcribe and send in the lyrics to Charlie Patton. Of course, we wouldn't be able to pick a winner because I don't understand what they're saying. I don't think anybody really does. I'd like to see a book of the transcribed lyrics of Charlie Patton. Here's one more with Charlie Patton. And in this case, he records it as Charlie Patton for the Paramount label. Again, in June of 1929, it's a two-parter. We'll just listen to part one, and it's the Prayer of Death, Part 1. But some of them were issued on Paramount, not on a budget label, but on Paramount as well, under the pseudonym Elder J.J. Hadley, also Prayer of Death, same title. Let's give it a listen.
Found it. On the bill. So let's sing a little song like this.
We're gonna try, we're gonna sing, you and I.
And it's time to flip the record over for part two, only we won't do that this week. Again, it was Charlie Patton and the Prayer of Death, part one. It was also issued under the pseudonym Elder J.J. Hadley from June 1929 on the Paramount label. Just to remind you, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and this hour, the pre-war recordings, things done before World War II, and we're spending the time, for the most part, listening to recordings with artists that actually were issued under more than one name. Up next, we've got Bumblebee Slim. Well, Bumblebee Slim is already like a pseudonym. His real name was Amos Easton, but he recorded as Bumblebee Slim on this particular record for the Paramount label. Was done in October 1931. Am I right? Yeah, October 1931. My ones and my sevens look the same there. For the Paramount label, Chain Gang Bound was the name of it. But it was also reissued on the Budget Line label, on the Champion label, under the name Shelley Armstrong. Chain Gang Bound from October 1931. Thank you.
like I'm feeling down. All night long I stay in my cell and cry. All night long, stay in my cell and cry. Even I'm weeping, wishing I could die. Maybe I declare it sometime. In a jail house now. See, I declare it's gone. In a jail house now. And I think about here where you put me down.
Yeah, Bumblebee Slim and Chain Gang Bound, also under the Budget label, on the Champion label, it was Chain Gang Bound, but this time by Shelly Armstrong from October of 1931. Here's another artist with the record that was issued under two names. These are among his earliest, in fact, I think their very first session, talking about James Oden, St. Louis Jimmy was his record name. And most of the things that he did were done for the Victor label or the Bluebird label. These early recordings were done originally for the Champion label. And the very first session took place in September of 1932. The site we're going to listen to is Patrol Wagon Blues. And it features Jimmy not only singing, but playing his own piano, which was sort of unusual. But then, when it was reissued on the Budget Line label, Varsity was the label there. It was done under the name not of St. Louis Jimmy or James Oden, but just a pseudonym, Big Bloke, was the name that was used. And they didn't use Patrol Wagon. They had That's All I Think. Again, from it's the same record, September 1932. Let's give it a listen.
One more drink, just before the wagon comes. Give me one more drink, just before the wagon comes. There's no way for me to run.
this neighborhood. Somebody rings up the light call. Every time I'm in this neighborhood, somebody rings up the right call. They don't intend for me to ever have my ball. Wait just 1 minute. I think I hear the wagon bell. Wait just 1 minute. I think I hear the wagon bell. The sergeant said, let's get ready. You all are going to get here. And I asked the death sergeant, what are you all hauling me on? And I asked the death sergeant, what are you all hauling me on? He said, I don't know, boy. Holding you without a bond. The next morning in the police court, I was sworn in on the truth. The next morning in the police court, I was sworn in on the truth. And I pleaded not guilty, and the judge returned me a loose.
St. Louis Jimmy and Patrol Wagon Blues, September 1932, and again, done for the Champion label, and then the alternate when they reissued. Aside from that session, he was issued as Big Bloke on the Varsity label. Here's one with Georgia Tom and Tampa Red, and this is done originally for the Vocalion label in May of 1929. It's Georgia Tom on piano and vocal. Tampa Red is here on guitar and an accompanying vocal. When it was issued, it is actually under Georgia Tom's name. And then when it was put out on the budget label, which was Supertone, it was not Georgia Tom and Tampa Red. It was Honey Boy Smith and Southern Jack. That was the name they gave Tampa Red. From May of 1929, this is a tune called Pat That Bread.
Down on the corner of 5th and Main, lived a gal named Sally Jane. She run a eat shop overhead. Everybody liked the way she pat that bread. Early in the morning, about 6 o'clock, she pats the bread and she stirs it hot. Late in the evening, about 9:30, the way she patted it's a hanging crime.
Oh, she pat that bread, pat that bread.
Oh, she pat that bread,
pat that bread.
Oh, the noah in the country, the noah in town. They come to see her pat it for miles around.
Oh, she pat that bread. Oh, she pat that bread, pat that bread.
Oh, it'll make you hungry when you see her pat that bread. Now she pat that bread.
I mean she,
oh, she pat that bread,
pat that bread.
Now she pats it once and she pats it twice. When she patted it, it tastes so nice.
So she pat that bread. And when she pat that bread, pat that bread.
Oh, it'll make you hungry when you see her pat that bread. Oh, play that thing now, boy.
She dip dip down down.
Oh, get your days up
down down. Dip dip down down. Dip 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 dip.
Oh, play it now.
Dip dip down down. Dip down down. Dip down down.
Now Sam come home late last night, all teed up and he wanted to fight. Filled with blues up to his head, felt kinda like he wanted to eat some bread. Called his wife about 4:30. Get up, gal, and mix some dough. Put on the skillet, put on the lid. I feel kinda like I wanna pat that bread.
Wanna pat that bread, I wanna pat that bread.
I wanna pat that bread,
pat that bread.
Now I feel kinda hungry and I can't get enough. Sure like the way you pat that stuff.
Wanna pat that bread. I wanna pat that bread, pat that bread.
I feel kinda hungry and I believe I wanna pat that bread. Oh, play it now, folks. Get your gauge up right now.
Did it, did it,
Yeah, there's Georgia Tom Dorsey with the lead vocal, Tampa Red his partner, there on a backing vocal playing guitar, Georgia Tom vocals and piano, and Pat That Bread. From May of 1929, when it was issued on the Vocalion label, it was done as Georgia Tom and Tampa Red. When it was reissued on the budget label, Supertone, it's known as Honey Boy Smith and Southern Jack. Here's another one by Georgia Tom. I think it's just he by himself, vocal and piano, from July of 1929, a piece called All Alone Blues. This was done for the Jennet label as Georgia Tom. When it was reissued on the budget label, Varsity, he became Smokehouse Charlie. It was still All Alone Blues.
I was king for a season, mama, when my gal was in your town. I was king for a season when my gal was in this town. Now she's gone and left me. I feel my castle coming down. Oh, when you get in trouble, see yourself just as you are. Now when you get in trouble, mama, see yourself just as you are. Now you rise up in the morning, vanish like a passing star. I want some pretty mama, come and wipe my weeping eye. Come and wipe my weeping eye. And bathe them in my teardrop, hang them in the sun to dry. Oh, everybody get right. But mortal, hold it from the pot of clay. What are we but mortal, hold it from the pot of clay. At noonday we crumble, when evening come we fade away. Folks have a good time, Some folks have to stand up. Some folks have a good time. Some folks have to stand up. Some folks have to worry. Some folks have to have the blues.
Oh, I said he was there just on piano all by himself, and he wasn't. There was a guitar player. They say in the discography that it's not Tampa Red. It's a guy, they write Jones with a question mark on it. In any case, that was Georgia Tom doing the singing and playing the piano, All Alone and Blue. And again, he was Georgia Tom on the Jennet label. When they issued it on the Varsity label, he was Smokehouse Charlie. We're listening to records that feature artists that were issued more than once under different names. For instance, the next record features classic blues singer Alberta Hunter. Alberta, by this point, had made about 24 records under her own name. This one, she may have been under contract to another label when she did this, because this is done with a jazz group, the Red Onion Jazz Babies, which featured Louis Armstrong on the cornet. It's done for the Jennet label in November of 1924, but instead of being Alberta Hunter, she's listed here as Josephine Beatty, and everybody loves my baby.
Something I want you to hear about someone that I hold dear. I've got to let it out. It's my papa, can't you guess? Wild about him, I'll confess. Does he love me? Oh my yes. That's just why I shout. Everybody love my baby, but my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me. Everybody wants my baby, but my baby don't want nobody but me. And that's plain to see. He never rode no camel. He don't know what a harem is. But when it comes to loving, that man of mine knows his business. That's why everybody loves my baby. But my baby don't love nobody but me. Nobody but me.
Here's Alberta Hunter with the Red Onion Jazz Babies on the Jennet label, November 1924. Only she didn't list herself as Alberta Hunter. She was Josephine Beatty. And again, Louis Armstrong is on this particular recording, and his wife at the time playing piano. Here's another classic blues singer under a pseudonym. It's Trixie Smith, who was one of the stars for the Paramount label in their classic blues singer stable. This is a record when it was issued on the Paramount label in September 1924. the Ada Jane Blues. She was Trixie Smith, and it was a Fletcher Henderson combo which featured Don Redman on clarinet and Elmer Chambers, Charlie Green on trombone. When it was reissued on the Silvertone label, Trixie Smith took on the name Tessie Ames. Here we go with Trixie.
About a man throwing her down, her blues became the music of the town. Just listen, Lordy, Lordy, Lord. Why do I suffer all of this woe and pain?
Ada Jane Blues, under the name of Trixie Smith for the Paramount label. It was later reissued on the Budget Line label, Silvertone, as Tessie Ames. It was still Ada Jane's Blues, September 1924, Fletcher Henderson, Elmer Chambers trumpet, Don Redman clarinet, Charlie Green trombone. How about Josh White? We've got a record here by Josh White that was originally issued on the Perfect label, and High Brown Cheater from April of 1932 was also reissued under the Vocalion label, and the pseudonym used was, this sort of tickled me, Tippy. Remember you call Tippy the Wonder Dog? This is Tippy Barton. That was the pseudonym he used, and it was still High Brown Cheater, and it's still Josh White.
I feel so bad, feel like I got no friend the whole wide world. I feel so bad, like I haven't got a friend in this world. All my gear fell when I laid with my only girl. It worries me so bad, I can't hardly sleep. Oh, it worries me so bad, I just can't hardly sleep. The Bible say, what you sow shall you also. That brown skin girl alone. I wish I had left that brown skin girl alone. I would be happy, would have to sing a lonesome song. Oh, she called me honey, Lord, she called me fine. Oh, call me honey, Lord, she called me fine. Those words didn't mean a thing, she mistreated me on a side. Left me all alone, loved her better than I did myself. Loved me all alone, loved her better than I did myself. I thought she was loving me, and I found she had somebody else. No use me telling my troubles, cause you can't ease my pain. No use me telling my troubles, you can't ease my pain. Gonna pack my suitcase, catch the midnight train.
Josh White for the Perfect Label and High Brown Cheater, April 1932, was reissued on the Vocalion label under the pseudonym Tippy Barton, still High Brown Cheater. I've got time for one more here. This is Gus Cannon. You know, the majority of the vintage recordings, pre-war recordings that Gus Cannon did were done for the Victor label. But on his very first recording session, which was done for Paramount, they didn't call him Gus Cannon or Cannon's Jug Stompers. He was known as Banjo Joe. This goes back to November 1927. Gus Cannon as Banjo Joe, Poor Boy, Long Way From Home.
Poor boy, a long way from home. Long way from home. Been a poor boy, a long way from home. But I got rested no money to buy my fine. Wanted to buy my fine. I got rested, no money to buy my fine. Said I guess I'll have to get these please go out in this land. Get these please go out. Lord, I guess I have to get these please go out. Man, if that don't do them why, who's so wise? Try to who's so wise. Yeah. I cried, yellow, Santa, give me your long distance phone. I cry, hello, Santa, give me your long distance phone. Jack, what number did I want? I cried, please, ma'am, give me 1349. 1349. I cried, please, ma'am, give me 1349. Tried to phone a tumor. Tried to phone a tumor. Tried to phone a tumor. Tell her send me little. Tell her send me little money. Tell her send me little morning. Thought to buy my pine. She cried the book is gone. She cried the book is gone. She cried the book is gone. Lord don't hold no beer.
Gus Cannon from his very first session. This was under the name Banjo Joe for the Paramount label. Poor Boy, Long Way From Home from November 1927. That's going to do it for this hour. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number four. It's Blues Before Sunrise. You stick around, okay? Okay.